Well, good morning, Frank. Yeah, to follow all the links, it can be challenging. I'm in Saskatchewan here. I'm calling from the small community Kenora here, about 2.5 hours northeast of capital city Regina, or 3 hours straight east of Saskatoon. So we set up here a system called Saskwarn. And of course, that's our provincial linking system here in the province here. We use various modes, All-Star, IRLP, Echolink, and DMR, and to connect our repeaters in various locations in the province there. So we got about half the province, which is quite a big area, populated area in the province here. The north is more scarce. We are getting more people in the north there too, showing interest in connecting up with us. So eventually, I hope we'll have, you know, more of the province connected up. But right now, we've got about half, which is a big accomplishment to what we had. So we had a lot of quiet repeaters, nobody talked on. Now there's always somebody on there, and it really increased the popularity of amateur radio here in the province, and also you know, made new friends, new people we never talked to before, on different repeaters and clubs and so forth in the province. So it's a really good thing. So I'm connected to the Canada Hub, and of course Emil, I think, has got the 420 there connected to the Canada Hub. So that's how we're communicating there, Frank. Kilo Charlie 2 Tango Mike, I believe. The 5RJM. Go ahead.
Okay, fine business. I'm connected via Echolink on the internet. I'm using a real nice setup. I'm using an Asus ASUS ROG computer. It's a gaming streaming computer. I'm also using a MX Mic Brio, B-R-I-O. And also does video. It's amateur radio has changed over the 55 or so years I've been in it. And that's good. You can hook up the entire province the way. We have a repeater system We have a repeater system here in New Jersey that connects north to south and east to west. Over.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I used to love HF, and, well, I still do. I don't talk on it as much as I used to, mostly because of propagation, you know. And, you know, it can be troublesome trying to make contact. Where, you know, here we're talking across the country, you know, where we'd never be able to do it on HF. You know, maybe if conditions were just perfect. But I hear the like the East Coast stations, but very tough getting back to them there. I'm maybe, you know, an S2 maybe, or S1, and if they've got any noise on their side there or my side, it gets very difficult, and I'm in a noisy environment here. I got sometimes a noise level of about S9, so. So, you know, it's full quieting on here. It's a great link system. It's cheaper, way cheaper than running repeaters and UHF links and all that we used to do back in the day. And, yeah, so you want to make things, easy, right? So, this is the easiest way. And thank goodness to all these people that contributed, you know, creating these systems, that we're able to communicate on. I think that is amazing, what's the weather like down that way, where you are? And I forgot which town you're, which city you're in there. Say that again there, Frank, over.
Okay, hi, I'm back. I was talking to my phone. My phone answered me. The town is called Galloway. Galloway. Golf Alpha, Lima Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Alpha, Yankee. It should be at a whiskey. If you have a map of southern New Jersey, look at Atlantic City. Go inland, find Atlantic City International Airport. I'm about a mile from the runway. It's 72 degrees Fahrenheit. I think that's 19 degrees Celsius. Is that 19 degrees Celsius? Or is it 12 degrees? I forget. My brain's not converting without. I don't have my phone helping me. It's overcast. It's humid. And we're supposed to get some really hot weather. Not like the 35 degree weather in southern Italy. But we're going to get pretty hot weather here pretty soon. Over.
Yeah, well, we've been hoping for some warmer weather here, too, and the last few days we've had nicer temperatures, around the 75 degrees here, 80, and but it's been mostly overcast, dull, gloomy, rainy, damp, sometimes very windy, and yesterday we had a windy day, but previous 2 days before that, nice calm wind speeds there. So yeah, it's it was a blessing for us. But I don't like it when it's really really hot. But I was getting really sick of all this rain we were getting. We got. The heck was it 16 and a half inches of rain. That was a week ago, so it's rained since then, so I don't know what we've got, say 17 inches, so 17 inches of rain this spring so far, where we usually get about maybe 7-8 maybe, so you could tell it's been a different type of spring here for us, even though it's into summer here, but yeah, we got another week of this, and then it's supposed to get warmer up here for us, but I'm in Saskatchewan, Kenora, but other parts of the province are already in the, on a daily basis, 80, 90 degrees there over.
All right, fine business. I'm looking at my weather bug map here, and I see you have a lot of rain up there. It looks like a low pressure system somewhere over Montana. Montana, Alberta, Saskatchewan, a big low system. And it seems to be stuck. It could be stationary. It's trying to get a lot of rain. It is a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's not normal for us. This is a special type of year. I don't know if it's that El Nino, that's or Lino, whatever they call it. It originated on the west coast here in Canada or in the Pacific, and the same as the west coast in the U.S. there. So. And I don't know if it's supposed to work itself eastward across our country here, or well, our countries, but wow, it's sure un-normal or not normally spring, that's for sure. Like I said, we've got about 3 or 4 times the amount of rain that we usually get. So, yeah, we've got, and then we had a lot of snow this past winter too, a lot of snow, way more than what we used to do. So all our dams and reservoirs and everything are just to the max. And now we can't hold back any more water, so now it's going into Manitoba, our friendly province to the east of us. And they're experiencing some flooding now and stuff, around that Red River, around Winnipeg and southern Manitoba there. So the dams are going here now full speed. Can't hold it back anymore. And of course, they had a lot of moisture in the west there. of us too. That's all here now and coming in. So yeah, it seems like we're not the only ones experiencing a lot more rain this year and high snow levels. So, and when you have a fast melt, it's a lot of water. So, but usually about end of July or whatever, it all gets back to normal there. Hopefully it holds true here. We had a lot of damage here to pause. We had a lot of damage here to roads and highways washed out, and makes it troublesome for our municipalities and stuff. They're working every day to keep things flowing. And we've got another issue here too, is all the agricultural land here that people have. Seems like they don't want water on their property anymore. They want to get in there early in the spring and see their land and all that, or ditching. They ditch their land. They've been doing that for the last 10 years here, really heavy. So the culverts and everything that are in place here just don't have the capacity to pass that much water. So that's what happens. It goes over our roadways. And so I guess we created some of our own problems, as you can see. But the municipalities are slowly, getting bigger culverts in there now and trying to rectify the problem that we created in the first place. Yeah. And so, anyways, I should let you go here. There's probably others on the system that want to check in and so forth. I really appreciate the CUSO there. I hope you check in here more often and be part of our group there, Frank. Much appreciate everyone we welcome around the world. So we have no preferences. So back to you there, Frank, for your final there. Or if you want to go back to Emil, go ahead. Charlie to Tango Mike. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, over.
In the group, this is Kilo Charlie T Tango Mike. Okay, thank you very much. I added you to my favorites on Echo Link. I think I'm in conferences. Yeah. And on conferences and repeaters. I think conferences. Alrighty then, I'll take a standby and just listen. I got some things to do around here. East Coast, it's 7:12 a.m. I'm presuming you're on Mountain Time, so you're on Mountain Time? Mountain Time or Central Time, which are maybe an hour or two behind me, and it's kind of early. So I'll say 7:03. I definitely will check in, and I will be, if not transmitting, listening. So I'll turn it back to Neil and say 7:03, and I'll be just hanging out.
Well, sounds good there, Frank, and appreciate the cue. So, we're at Mountain Time here, I guess, to everybody else, except for us. We our clocks don't change here from one office to another there or whatever. So they're the same throughout, but more provinces are going that way now. I think BC is not going to change their clocks, and Alberta's talking about it, and it sounds like they might not change their clocks. We're going to have more and more people on the type of, same time zone. That's confusing, maybe that way. Better for business, maybe. I don't know. The cows will find their way home. Hi, hi. It used to be a joke back in the day when they had this conversation. The cows won't know what time supper is. It kind of just stuck with everybody here, like we sound like a bunch of hicks. But anyways, that's what somebody had said, and it stuck with with that. So we always get a chuckle at that. We always bring that up sometimes, and anyways, kind of an inside joke there. But anyhow, I'm going to put you in my QRZ, and Echolink is a wonderful app. I use it here also. Lots of times when I'm mobile or DV switch, I use, that's what I'm talking to you on here right now. My other radio I left in the truck there last night, and it's got the better audio on it.